This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A historic moment in the United States, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury and is expected to surrender on Tuesday. The grand jury has been investigating hush money payments. Mr. Trump denies doing anything wrong and is angrily calling the indictment political persecution. He predicts it will damage the Democrats in 2024. I'm Rita Foley.
The AP's Jackie Quinn has another perspective.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, a New York civil rights leader, says the irony is not lost, that Donald Trump will likely walk into the same courthouse where the Central Park Five were falsely convicted in a 1989 rape of a jogger. Sharpton remembers Trump took out full-page ads calling for the death penalty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers used cranes and rope to look for survivors a day after the roof of a well collapsed in a temple complex in central India, killing 36 people and injuring 16, a government official said. The incident occurred when a concrete slab covering the roof of a stepwell in a temple complex gave way, crushing devotees who had gathered to celebrate a Hindu festival on Thursday, officials said. Finland has received the green light to join NATO after Turkey ratified the Nordic country's membership. The vote by the Turkish parliament late Thursday followed Hungary's ratification of Finland's bid earlier in the week. All NATO members must vote unanimously to admit a new country into the alliance, and Turkey was the last country in the 30-member alliance to sign off. The addition of Finland will more than double the size of NATO's border with Russia. This is VOA News. Human rights experts warn ongoing conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, which has trapped the country in continuing cycles of brutality and misery, will not end until the fighting ends. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Armed violence has forced more than 6 million people to flee their homes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the highest number of internally displaced people on the African continent. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, warns the conditions leading to this situation are worsening as armed groups increase the violence, notably in the eastern provinces of Ituri and North Kivu. More than 100 armed groups operate in the eastern provinces, Turk says. Rebel militias commit despicable attacks against civilians with impunity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Russia to free a detained U.S. journalist. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The message is simple.
Let him go.
The president pushing Russia to release the Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich, whom Moscow arrested on espionage charges. It's the first time an American journalist has been detained on spying accusations since the Cold War. The Biden administration calls the charge ridiculous and the targeting of Americans unacceptable. Asked if he'd retaliate by expelling Russian diplomats or journalists from the U.S.
That's not the plan right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Vatican has announced Pope Francis is being discharged. Well, actually, he will be discharged from a Rome hospital on Saturday and his recovery is normal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Visitors to Vatican City express hope that Pope Francis will be well enough to attend the traditional Easter celebrations. Father David from Mexico says he wishes the Holy Father a speedy recovery. The Vatican had earlier said the Pope spent his second night in a Rome hospital serenely. He's receiving antibiotics to treat bronchitis. The Vatican's announced Francis will be at St. Peter's Square for Palm Sunday Mass to mark the start of Holy Week, which culminates on Easter, April 9. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Former South African Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius, jailed in 2016 for killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp, has been denied parole, South Africa's prison authorities and a lawyer for the victim's family said on Friday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.